Behind the polished Instagram personas of Jared Kushner and Ivanka Trump lies a fascinating tale of ambition, family trauma, and ruthless determination. Their journey to the White House began with Joseph and Ray Kushner, Holocaust survivors who arrived in America with nothing but a fierce determination that their family would never be vulnerable again. This trauma shaped the Kushner family philosophy. Think like an immigrant, act like an immigrant, a mindset that rules were for other people. Charlie Kushner transformed this survival instinct into a real estate empire, declaring to associates, "I want to be the most powerful Jew in America." His autocratic business style earned him nicknames like the Dapper Don, conducting infamous Tuesday beatings where employees couldn't even use the bathroom. From childhood, Jared was groomed as the chosen successor, the Jewish Kennedy family's JFK, while his sisters were clearly told they weren't the chosen one. When Jared's academic record didn't warrant Harvard admission, Charlie pledged $2.5 million to the university and enlisted political connections to secure his acceptance, shocking Jared's high school teachers. The groundwork was being laid for a dynasty that would eventually reach the highest corridors of American power. The Kushner empire nearly collapsed when Charlie's brother Murray sued him for fraud. Charlie's vengeful response, filming his brother-in-law with a prostitute and sending the video to the man's wife, led to his arrest and 2-year prison sentence. From his cell, Charlie developed a 3-part comeback plan: acquire prestigious Manhattan property, buy a media outlet, and have Jared date someone prominent. In 2007, the Kushners purchased 666 Fifth Avenue for $1.8 billion with a risky 97% debt structure. They bought the New York Observer, boosting Jared's profile despite the paper's financial troubles. Most significantly, Jared began dating Ivanka Trump after a networking lunch arranged by a diamond heir. When they briefly separated due to Charlie and Cyril's objections to Jared marrying outside their faith, Wendy Deng Murdoch facilitated a reconciliation, with Ivanka agreeing to convert to Judaism. By their 2009 wedding, Charlie welcomed his new daughter-in-law, while Donald Trump seemed uncomfortable with his daughter's conversion.
Unlike her father's favorite Jared, Ivanka constantly sought Donald Trump's attention. After her parents' divorce, she called him from school janitor's closets and visited his office daily. Though she portrays her childhood positively, friends recall her profound loneliness. The divorce created an us-versus-the-world mentality among the Trump children, with Ivanka developing exceptional image control skills early. Joining the Trump Organization in 2005, she excelled at self-promotion while presenting herself as competent despite court records showing a chaotic organization with haphazard decision-making. The business had shifted from development to licensing with minimal documentation or due diligence. The couple crafted a perfect Instagram image of work-life balance while having 3 children in quick succession. Though they hosted Shabbat dinners for celebrity friends, acquaintances noted their underlying arrogance and intellectual incuriosity. Their carefully constructed image as gracious counterpoints to their crass fathers positioned them for unexpected White House roles.
When Donald Trump announced his presidential run in June 2015, the Kushners viewed it primarily as a networking opportunity. They quickly capitalized on the campaign's momentum, courting Qatar's former prime minister for a $500 million investment in their struggling 666 Fifth Avenue project. Initially distant from campaign operations, Kushner became increasingly involved after November 2015. He helped craft Trump's IPAC speech with assistance from Israeli ambassador Ron Dermer, creating the first of many ethical concerns about mixing government and business interests. As Trump secured the Republican nomination, Kushner and Ivanka asserted control, orchestrating the firing of campaign manager Corey Lewandowski despite Trump's personal affection for him. Kushner rapidly expanded his international contacts, meeting with Chinese ambassador Kui Tian Kai, while Anbang was negotiating with Kushner companies, and connecting with UAE ambassador Youssef Al-Otaiba through mutual business associates. Meanwhile, Ivanka managed her father's public image regarding women while building her own brand around women's empowerment with her hashtag #WomenWhoWork hashtag. By mid-August 2016, Trump's campaign was in disarray. No money, no plan, and an undisciplined candidate. When Steve Bannon became campaign chief executive, he discovered they were essentially broke, not the $25 million Kushner had claimed. Bannon implemented a radical course correction, replacing Kushner's thematic schedule with experienced operatives and leveraging the RNC's data operation. Digital director Gary Kobe raised $256 million from small-dollar donors through Facebook in 18 weeks. Kushner served as a valuable conduit to Trump, but remained detached from campaign details, still managing his real estate business. When the Access Hollywood tape emerged on October 7 with Trump's vulgar comments about women, many thought the campaign was finished. Kushner and Ivanka broke Shabbat to help craft a response, with Ivanka ultimately calming her father. On election night, as victory became clear, the couple convinced Trump to deliver a unifying message instead of Bannon's prepared fire-breathing speech, revealing the conflict between Bannon's vision of Trump as a disruptive force and the couple's desire for establishment acceptance. Jared Kushner earned the nickname Secretary of Everything for his wide-ranging influence. Ethics experts questioned both Kushner's business arrangements. While Jared complained about financial sacrifices, he still maintained assets valued between $167.5 million and $569.5 million in family trusts. One cadre investor remarked cynically, "Jared and Josh own everything together," saying he transferred the interest to his brother is a joke. White House colleagues resented that the couple appeared to profit while others followed ethics rules. Kushner's opposition to repealing Obamacare raised concerns given his brother Josh's health insurance company, Oscar, was valued at $2.7 billion. Though Josh never directly lobbied about healthcare, his company's chief policy officer repeatedly approached economic advisor Gary Cohn, creating the appearance of improper influence. Ivanka maintained unusual access to her father, regularly entering the Oval Office with her children. Despite her influence, Trump occasionally reminded her of the hierarchy, once dismissing her ethics concerns with, "Honey, you sell shoes. Calm down." The Kushner-Trump saga exemplifies an American pursuit of power across generations, unconstrained by qualifications or ethics. Their journey from Charlie Kushner's prison cell to the West Wing reveals both determination and troubling entitlement. When their 666 Fifth Avenue property faced financial collapse, Brookfield Asset Management rescued them through a deal with unusual tax advantages, raising questions about Qatar Investment Authority's $1.8 billion stake in Brookfield's real estate arm. Charlie's initial $50 million investment in 2007 had transformed the family from New Jersey developers to Manhattan players, and eventually to the White House. Meanwhile, Ivanka positioned herself as her father's political heir, with Gary Cohn noting she thinks she's going to be president. Despite numerous scandals, their influence only grew throughout the administration. As one source ominously stated, "One day, when Jared and Ivanka are gone, I will tell you the real story," suggesting that beneath their carefully crafted personas lies an even more troubling reality of unchecked ambition.